Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, speaking again of injustice and the unfortunate conditions that exist in this country, I remember many years ago as I was doing the show live at the United States Capitol, and we were all there, talk show hosts from all across the nation, and we were there at the behest of an organization called Families USA. And so Families USA represents hundreds of millions of American people who struggle with health insurance. And never will forget, we were there because at the time the debate on whether or not the Affordable Care Act should become a reality, the pinnacle of then President Barack Obama's time in office. And so the Affordable Care Act, that was, you know, coined as Obamacare, ushered in a new time, and I remember it well. It was certainly more than watered down by people who thought that, again, the business community should be free to do whatever it wants to do to the American people. And the fact that there weren't people, especially on the right, who were willing to fight for the American people. Well, I don't know how many years it is later. Let's see. Obama, 8 years. Bush, 8 years. 16 years, 4 years for Trump, and now going on 2 years for Joe Biden. All those years later, that's all being undone. And so the Affordable Care Act, and the subsidies that made it possible for millions and millions of Americans to have health insurance is now just about ready to go away. And I don't understand, again, how we can say that that's important and all of these people who benefited by it, and now somehow it's time to pull the plug and let those people fend for themselves at a time when we just don't control what happens with healthcare costs. When will people ever do what's right for the people? That's my biggest concern, and why I call it politics, and why I really don't like talking about politics. Because both Democrats and Republicans are both engaged in it. And so it has more power than anything else that happens in this country. You know, elections are coming again and everything else stops and everybody talks about the elections. You know, I'm watching television yesterday and the outcome of the early votes. Races are coming, and it's a big deal, and people are glued to their television. I don't watch any of that garbage, okay? I mean, I don't. I didn't watch any of that. Well, this person won, and they won by X amount of votes because Donald Trump's. But I don't care about that. What I care about is all these millions of people now who won't have health care coverage. We just cast them aside. We throw them away. And yet, the total cost increase for struggling Americans, families in America, will exceed a staggering $12 billion a year. That's what the poorest of the American people are going to be faced with because of the fact that politricksters have decided that those families' safety and health and well-being is not important enough that we finance that. Again, we're getting ready to send another $40 to $50 billion to Ukraine. Well, those people and what's going on over there, it's horrific. Joe, don't you think it's really terrible, the poor people in Ukraine and what's happening to them? What about the poor people in this country? Don't they deserve health care? Do you not think that is an important issue? And if you are so twisted and jaded that you don't think that's an important issue and you are an elected official, you need to be removed. You clearly need to be removed. In the face of what people are faced with right now, struggling every day in this society. And we know what's getting ready to happen. There's no way that the healthcare costs are going down at all. They're going to continue to rise. The cost of medication. So yesterday I went and had my exam done. And so once you reach a certain age, you know, cataracts and all those things. And so the test that they ran on me had to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, I have Medicare. And so through my having Medicare, I'm able to have those tests run. But what about people who don't have that? So they can't get that done. Does that mean that they, as an American, that their eyesight does not have as much value as mine? I mean, these are really serious discussions that we need to talk about. And I don't give a doggone if nobody else wants to hear it or wants to talk about it. None of you, not one of you in this audience can call me up and tell me I'm wrong in that, because you know I'm right. And I don't, you know, I'm not here to be sitting on my high horse and talking about how right I am. I'm here sitting on my high horse to bring to your attention all of the people who we look at as if they're somehow beneath us. Look, this is a short time we're here. Nobody's beneath us. We aren't above anybody else. And we've got to understand that. And if we can get to that point where we accept that and know that that is the reality, then we won't have to worry about these poor people who are getting ready to lose their health insurance at a time when the dangers of COVID and all the other things that are going on in this society are upon us. You know, I'm never going to stop. Anybody who knows me knows I'm going to keep on beating the drum. And you know, people may not hear it. People may not believe it. People may live in their own little glass houses because they live well. But, you know, you don't live by yourself. You don't share the world by yourself. I'll be back on tomorrow. Our phone lines are always open. Thank you, Sam. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Now I've got to go reconnect with my phone. It misses me.
It does.
Yeah, and I miss it. All right. Be back on tomorrow. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.